Welcome, this is Felty, and I greet you in Jesus' name, and thanks for joining today for our daily inspiration as we take advantage of the privilege and the blessing of our free and easy access to God's Word, to be refreshed and to find encouragement in that today. My encouragement today is going to be along a topic today, and that is our need for encouragement and affirmation, and the example that we have to encourage others and to affirm them. I'm thinking of God the Father affirming His Son, the Lord Jesus, when He said, "This is My Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye Him." What a powerful affirmation that was, and an example that we may look to. But I want to spend a little bit of time here looking at the epistle to the Philippians. In chapter 1, Paul writes to them, and he says, "I thank my God upon every remembrance of you, always in every prayer of mine, making request for you all with joy, for your fellowship in the gospel from the first day until now, being confident of this very thing, that he who has begun a good work in you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ." Paul had this pattern of starting his letters with a word of encouragement and affirmation and just affirming them and saying that he thanks God for them with joy and praise for them. And here in Philippians, he says that he is confident that he who has begun a good work in you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. We are all a work in progress. None of us have come to complete perfection. And it can be a real encouragement when we express affirmation and confidence in someone that we know, especially someone that is, especially someone that we may have mentored or who is under our care. Something that's a real challenge for myself to learn to practice this and to walk in it. This was not my experience for many, many years, neither receiving or the giving of affirmation. It is something that the Lord's been working in my life here of late, is to be more purposeful and intentional in this work to affirm others. So my encouragement for you today is to read the beginning of the epistles and look at the way that Paul affirms those whom he writes. Even when he wrote to a church like the Corinthians, where he had a good number of things where he sternly rebuked them, he did this in the context or against the backdrop of appreciation and gratitude. Even in 1 Corinthians, he says, "I thank my God always concerning you for the grace of God which was given to you by Christ Jesus." And he goes on from there. And then, so after, I encourage you to look these up and then put that into practice to encourage someone today and affirm them. Using Paul's example here and using the word confident, that expressing confidence in someone, we may be careful, we it is perhaps good to be careful not to use the phrase "I know," because we don't know the future unless we have a special revelation. But it is good for us to have confidence in someone and to express that. And then we may not be able to say honestly that we have always thanked God for someone, but we can thank God for them today, and we can let someone know that we are thanking God for them today. That is biblical. It is that we have the example here to do just that. And then also 2 Timothy has has much affirmation and encouragement written by Paul to his son in the faith, Timothy, which is also a blessing to read and to take, to learn from, and to take encouragement from. So that's my encouragement, my inspiration for today. I was encouraged as I read through Philippians here just recently, of the way that Paul expressed himself to them, and I read it several times. Just thinking of what a joy, what an encouragement that would have been to read that, and of how much joy we can bring into someone's life by affirming them as the Lord leads. God bless your day. He loves you.